Damn, that bastard's faster than Walt Flanagan's dog.
Okay, now, speaking of the drug war, you know that we have about 500,000 nonviolent drug offenders in prison. I couldn't help think about this recently when China got the Olympics, or is it 2012 or 2008? Whatever it is, China got the Olympics. A lot of people over here said that is ridiculous. They violate human rights. And I thought, you know, who are we to point fingers at China with the kind of, we have, I think, 2 million people in our jails, more than any other country in the world by percentage. We have, as you can see,
the conservative.
The only problem with having the National Olympic, the International Olympic Games in China is that probably 2 hours later you'll have to have another Olympic game if it were held in China.
Because,
but seriously, the problem that I have with that, and I don't know where you come down, Congressman, is that I don't think it has always been in international sports and getting the youngest, greatest athletes from all over the world. I don't think it should be politicized.
No.
It's not a political
Olympics
situation.
Olympics are about athletes Olympics about coming the together, representing
exactly.
their countries.
Well, but it is political.
You know?
Yeah, but it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
Is it the summer or the winter Olympics?
But it is. It's the summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics.
Who cares?
And
you know, do you really care? Do you sit around watching
No,
the
I don't care about the Olympics at all.
I think it's a false sense of pride, American pride, where it's like, let's go out there and compete.
I don't watch any gay television. and not because I don't love gay people, I just don't watch those shows. And the Olympics is the gayest show in the world. But,
I'm not touching that one, my friend.
Yeah, I know you had to write a check. But the question I'm asking is, do we have any right to point fingers? Now, I know China has egregious human rights violations. This is a country with a legacy of slavery and genocide.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of, you know, people who stop smoking and then point their fingers at smokers. It's one thing they can't tolerate is smoke.
But then they secretly smoke on the side as well.
Well,
because
there are those
in order to make that metaphor work,
the problem is they don't have they have missiles and they have
we have missiles
a third of the world's population.
So
you know, it's a tough one. You want to keep them in the game. You want to keep engaged with them. Uh-huh. It's very difficult.
But my question is, are we any better than China?
Yes.
Is this nation with our justice system?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
We have falses. I mean, people get away with perjury in the highest offices. People get away with people get away with murder.
Where
OJ lives out here some way, we're free and.
But
it isn't perfect. But I tell you, it's nothing like China.
No, but see that bothers me. That is the lie that some people can't get over. Of all the lies and all the injustices, I did not have sex with that. That's the one that.
Come to mind often, I have to admit that.
Okay, Bush the other day said that his stem cell decision had no politics in it. That's not a lie?
Well,
he said it was absolutely devoid of politics.
I still don't understand how our country stands in moral superiority of anybody. Don't we still racial profile on freeways in this country? Didn't it in New York, like a year and a half ago, some guy get a broom handle?
80% of the people on...
We should never get the Olympics again.
80% of the people on death row are black or Hispanic. 45% of drug prisoners are black. That would seem to somewhat mitigate our ability to point fingers at another country and say, hey, you know what?
You're not worthy of having...
You are right.
48% of the people in Florida who are in our prisons are black. That isn't representative of our population. But that means those 48% committed crimes that sent them to prison. It may not be fair. It may not be totally just or equitable. But if you want to have justice, we'll try you in China and see how you like that.
No, you'll never catch me there, sir. Not even to visit
the Olympic Games.
It's not perfect. It's not perfect, but I think we've come a long way, and there are a lot of injustices in our justice system. I'll be the first.
I say give them the Olympics and give them the stupid Miss America pageant while they're at it as well.
All right, we got to take another break.